Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Mark Grote, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
We love the Mark Grody intro, and we go out to Hallis Hall thanks to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find our Score Bears reporter, our co-host of Take the North, our man who's on a mission, except when he asks about things like dinosaurs and Jurassic Park. It is Mark Grody. Mark, what can you tell us? What's the latest going on at Hallis Hall today?
You will be having dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour. Yes. That's Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park 1 as they were first entering into the danger zone. And now I shall tell you what was going on in practice. Great timing today, Layla and Marshall, because I just walked in from the outside where the Bears just had a full practice on field 2 to an empty crowd once again. The first full live crowd will be out here tomorrow. They went a little bit longer than yesterday, approximately hour 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so today, so about 10, 15 minutes longer than yesterday. Here are my notes today, and then I will let you guys fill in the blanks and ask whatever questions you feel pertinent. But Karan Amagaji, guys, was left tackle number one today, while Ozzie Trapillo was left tackle number two. Tyson Bagent, if we're doing twos and threes, was the second string quarterback today, with Case Keenum Marshall being the third string quarterback. So that reversed from yesterday when Keenum was getting all the second team reps. A few things that I wrote down in my notes here about what I saw on the practice field, things that I can discuss that I saw happen out there. Kind of a rough day for Caleb in terms of some of the deep ball stuff that he was going after today. He overthrew DeAndre Swift deep down the sideline in 11-on-11. And then right after that, threw a short pass to DeAndre Swift that was behind him. And just for whatever it's worth, that was a short pass to the left. And if you guys remember, that was something very specific that Caleb had said to us. I was like, wait a minute, let me see here. Was that to the left? Yeah, to the left. And it was not caught. It was a poor throw. There was one other deep ball to DJ Moore that was missed on 7-on-7, but Tyreek Stevenson was called for a pass interference on that particular play. I think things look better than yesterday, but nothing from really either side, guys. Nothing really stood out big time in terms of star plays by either the offense or defense. Just kind of a steady day today, but I will say that, you know, Caleb was missing on some of those long shots down the field.
That's been an issue going back to last year when we were like, please throw the ball down the field and hit somebody, and it just did not happen very often. It was quite rare, but a lot of that might have also been his reluctance to throw passes that could eventually be picked off, as opposed to maybe trying to draw a pass interference. Grody, I want to ask you about what we heard Ryan Poles say on the Hogan Johns podcast, because we just got finished discussing really what is going on as far as who's in charge, who's doing what. When Ryan Poles defers to Ben Johnson for the quote-unquote sake of consistency in terms of discussing injuries, is that a shift in your mind? And does that say anything about the power structure to you about who's doing what, the GM not wanting to talk about injuries?
I think it's still being sorted out right now. Every single regime does it a little bit differently. They are not required to tell us the specifics of what's going on. So I feel like, Marshall, every year at this time, we kind of go through this of like, what are they going to tell us? What are they not going to tell us? What do we have to ask? What should they add? I will say that Ben Johnson has been pretty good. I was just talking about this with Patrick Finley outside, that Ben Johnson has been pretty good at, like, including today, in anticipating the questions that we're going to ask, getting that out of the way in the introduction, which leaves the collective media open to ask other questions. And obviously there's still follow-ups that were needed on those guys, but at least that gets us to a good place. And if people don't know, too, let me just, and I'm sure you guys have mentioned this, but just for the sake of the audience, Luther Burden not out there today, still dealing with a soft tissue issue, which according to the Bears did linger longer than the team had anticipated. Ben Johnson says that he's hopeful that Luther Burden is going to be out just a few days. Also says that he's done all the classroom work, has been very present, been very impressive, but Johnson did say that there is no substitute for full-time reps, which, duh, we all know that.
I think that was my biggest takeaway from what he had to say. Given what we've heard him say before about how much you can miss at this time and during OTAs, especially as a rookie, even though it's a new offense for everybody, I do think that there's still a bigger learning curve with the first-time players as a whole. When do you think this becomes a concern for them?
That's a great question. Like, I'm starting to ask those questions right now about a lot of things, Layla, in terms of when can we be concerned about play? Look, if Luther Burden is not back, I'll put it next week. Like, if he's not back participating in practice and ramping up, whatever, if that's what it needs to be, ramping up, that's fine. But I would say if he's not back in there by next Monday, like, I'll, in my reporter head, I won't really worry too much until next week. And if he's not out there, then I think that there can be some actual concern about what's going on with Luther Burden. But from everybody that has spoken publicly and people that I've talked to off the air, so to speak, it sounds like Burden is going to be okay.
I feel like that's fair. As long as we have an understanding of, like, when we can start to dial up the this has gone from a nuisance to a problem level. That's a good goal. Bears training camp coverage with Mark Grody, by the way, on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Silverado and the number one draft, Chevy Drive Chicago, and the number one draft pick, the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Mark, you talked about Caleb Williams being a little bit off in the deep ball and then the short passes to the left. When you talk about that rotation at left tackle, is this what we're expecting? Are they kind of setting the precedent? Because we heard from the head coach that it was going to be an opportunity for all the players, three guys, in fact, to win the quote-unquote starting left tackle job. Is that what this is showing to you, or is this something different just because they don't have all three of those guys ready to go yet?
Well, and I'm glad that you circled back to this, Marshall, because I should point out that for the second straight day, that when the offense first lines up, when they have all 11 guys lined up on offense and they're going up against air, in other words, the defense is not out there, for the second straight day, they showed us Braxton Jones as the left tackle. Same drill, by the way, for Braxton Jones today. He did not participate in 7-on-7, or excuse me, he would not do 7-on-7. He did not participate in any 11-on-11. Same deal for Colston Loveland while I'm at it. He was out there. I saw Colston Loveland sprinting on the sidelines today. He looked good in the stuff that he was allowed to do. But circling back to the point about left tackle, Braxton Jones, I think symbolically they are showing you that no matter what you see in 11-on-11 right now with Ozzie Trapillo getting it, they're still giving a nod to Braxton Jones as the first guy at left tackle. So I do think that that's the order right now. Braxton Jones, Ozzie Trapillo, and then Karan Amagaji third. But again, this is day two of training camp. But that's what they're showing us right now.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What could you gather from what you did see with Karan Amagaji today?
I would say watching the first round of reps, he looked vulnerable. And I will say this, and even the people who really know offensive line, it's very difficult. I always have to give this disclaimer until I know people get annoyed by it. But it's really hard. There's two positions that are super difficult to evaluate, offensive line and running back, until the pads come on. But it looked like to me, Karan Amagaji was getting twisted and turned into knots early on out there. And then he seemed to settle in that first drive, and even he'd come in subsequently. So it took him a while, I thought, to ramp up. As far as Ozzie Trapillo was concerned, I didn't notice with my eyes any major issues with him out there. But again, it's hard to find the subtleties, especially today, too. We were also at a bit of a handicap because the team was – they were all the way down on the other side of the field. So we're 100 yards away, basically, from seeing the action that is going on the field.
Mark Grody, Scores Bears reporter and co-host of the Take the North podcast, joining us live from Hallis Hall, where all the action has just wrapped up and people are talking. Do we know who's talking as far as not just today, but in general, like the players-wise? Is there a certain rotation, or do you guys just find out every day?
We kind of just find out day to day. I know with the coaches, there's a set schedule. Like, obviously, as you know, we talked to Ben Johnson today. DJ Moore. Might be speaking right now. That's how much I love you guys. I am missing my guy, DJ Moore, but there are ways for me to get the audio. So, Mr. Gratitude, he likes to be pleased. He likes gratitude. That's our guy, DJ Moore, but he's speaking right now. So I'm sure that you guys will get to play some of that later on your show, and I'll certainly be reporting on the Spiegel and Holmes show at 5 o'clock today. So he's speaking today, and then representing the defense today, a guy that is always good to hear from, is Kevin Byard, the third, who will be out there, who will be speaking at the podium next, and we'll find out more about what he thinks about Dennis Allen, up downs, burpees. Oh, by the way, no up downs today from the defense. No, none of that stuff today.
Love burpees. Following up on DJ Moore, how important is this relationship? I don't know if there's a rift or not. I don't know what's going on with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams, but do you feel like there's any signs that they could be better put together this year than maybe what we saw last year. Obviously, just a rough season for DJ Moore, statistically speaking. And it seemed like several times he was not on the same page with his rookie quarterback.
And I think I think DJ Moore and Ben Johnson cleared the air a little bit, because Ben Johnson made it clear that certain things are not going to be acceptable this year. When we spoke to DJ Moore earlier this year, he did talk about, you know, addressing the moment, and he addressed this last year too in the moment, but when he kind of in a very sort of casual way went off the field on a throw downfield from Caleb Williams, went onto the sidelines, and he, you know, basically admitted, he said it happened one time and it's not going to happen again. So look, DJ Moore, as I said, is, you know, he's a different cat, but he is at the point in his career where he's made a whole bunch of money. And I think what's on his mind is winning. He still wants his, make no mistake about it. But I think what's going to be even more interesting than the relationship with Ben Johnson, which I assume is good at this point, is just exactly who pushes DJ Moore. DJ Moore is your most important wide receiver still on this team. But does Roma Dunze take that next step? Does Luther Burden factor in? I mean, are these setbacks, will they have hurt Luther Burden this year? Colston Loveland, like how that, I'm still fascinated by it. Like it's, I guess I put it in the category of, yeah, it's, you have a luxury of riches, it appears, with the receiver weapons, but maybe be careful what you wish for, because how are you going to work this all out? Who's going to get the ball the most? Is it going to be spread around? Is everybody going to be competent? There's still a lot to be seen when it comes to this offense.
I don't know, quickly, Mark, can you touch on just the discussion surrounding the running backs today?
I thought that was interesting today. I would invite you guys to listen to Ben, if you already haven't. But Ben Johnson, he was asked about DeAndre Swift and the running backs room. It felt like to me, it was kind of hard for him to get through that. I don't think he knew what to say. You know, like, because again, Not in pads, not full force, and it's not the ideal running back room. You know, he talked about DeAndre Swift, what a great guy he is, and what a hard worker he is, and what a quiet, low-key, balanced individual he is, and all that kind of stuff. But when you start to talk about the personal and not the stuff on the field, it makes me wonder how he does feel about this running backs group. Travis Homer had a hell of a run today, so that stood out. But it's, you know, well, the rotation, we just don't know it yet. You know, the Kyle Manungai is definitely present out there. I mentioned Travis Homer, DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson busted a couple today, but that is certainly a position that is still being worked out. And I think based on the answer that Ben Johnson gave us today, he's not exactly sure how it's all going to go down in that running backs room yet either.
Wow. All right. Good stuff, Mark Grody. We appreciate the heads up from Halasol. We look forward to your Bears hit with Spiegel and Holmes coming up later today.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Hello. Turn my mic on.
Yes, turn my mic on. Sorry. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person tomorrow.
Oh, yes. We shall reunite. Is it the three of us tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three-person weave.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, guys. Oh. Lots of Bears. Yeah, it's a... Wait, the Cubs are off today, aren't they? No Cubs today?
No Cubs today, no Sox.
We got the start of the series. Yeah, Adrian Houser.
Oh, yeah.
Taking off Shota Imanaga? It's going to be a thing.
Tomorrow's going to be fun. All right, guys. I'm looking forward to it. I don't want Ray to be too late to the break here, so I'm going to let you guys go. And it's really hard. This is really hard for me to let you guys go right now, but goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mark.
Bye,
we'll see you tomorrow. That was Mark Grody live from Halas Hall as we continue our Bears discussion here on Raheem and Harris on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store.
Some exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.